Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome into Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this holiday Christmas weekend. Merry Christmas. We have a huge show. We had Tony Orlando on a couple of weeks ago. I've invited him back to join us on Christmas because we've got some of his Christmas music to play. Then lovely Brenda Lee will be here rocking around the Christmas tree. My buddy Jay Leno will do a special segment on the show, the last part of the first hour. Next hour, a new artist on the scene, Mark Millivats, will be here. He's got a brand new Christmas special that's airing internationally as we speak. Buddy of mine for many years, country singer Neil Baucus. And then in our lifestyle segment, Claudia Lombana is going to give us ideas for gifts between Christmas and New Year's, and Theo Rutherford, a sommelier. And that's all coming up this Christmas weekend with Ron Segi Today.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is Glucodown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. Glucodown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All eight flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search Glucodown, GLUCO, down.
It's a terror.
Rendition of that song, as I do our next guest, and I got to tell you something, it's not Christmas or any holiday around here unless we have my buddy on the line with us right now, none other than the great Tony Orlando. Hey, Tony, how are you? Merry Christmas, my friend.
I've learned one thing. I've learned to idolize you now that I do radio. I learned very quickly that it's an art form that most people take for granted. They really don't understand what you do. Because you make it sound so easy and so graceful. And I do the show and I go, why am I talking over this person? Why am I not asking an intelligent question? Why didn't I prepare and write something out here? How does Ron Segi does? Then I go into the studio with you. You don't have any notes. You just come off the cuff. And you do it all perfect. I think I hate you.
I'm going to be very honest with you, okay? I don't do knock three times as good as you.
Oh, there you go. People really don't know. I've been listening to radio all my life, all of us. So you hear it, you take it for granted. The guy comes on, he talks, he plays a record or whatever. They do not really know. I've done it all, Broadway, television, You know that.
I know.
Not at all. Movies, it's a, but this is a medium that you don't see the person, truly the theater of the mind.
Yeah, it is. I think it's important to note, ladies and gentlemen, that Tony is talking about the fact that he's celebrating his one-year anniversary as a radio announcer every Saturday night.
Now, there's an example. There's an example, everybody. Here I am blabbering away about radio without telling you what he's telling you. So he's sitting there going, this idiot has not mentioned why he's talking like this. Let me save him and cover his butt.
Now, so every Saturday night, 10 to midnight, on WABC, Tony has his radio show. He had it for now. This is going into his 13th month. And I got to tell you something, all right? He does a fantastic job. Now, I'm not telling you that because we're like family together. You do a fantastic job. Every week, he's got an artist that'll blow you away. Everybody comes and wants to talk, Tony. I did something I've never done with you, okay? I went online because I thought it'd be cute if I come up with some of the things that you have done during your remarkable career. I thought I'd, like, surprise you, you know, telling people he's the vice president, formerly of CBS Music, and founded all these people, James Taylor, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Barry Manilow. He's got all these awards, Congressional Medal of Honor Award, all this stuff. And then I realized that you have so much stuff here. If indeed I ran down this thing, which is almost the size of War and Peace, that we would be here just before Easter. So, ladies and gentlemen, go on Wikipedia and find this yourself, because this guy has done everything.
Like in radio, again, go back to what you do.
You're natural at this. I mean, I have talked to a million people who know you, mutual friends of ours, and they all say, Tony is a people person. Remember Frankie Avalon telling me that. He's a people person. You could walk in a room with the president of Russia, Putin, and make him feel at ease. That's just the way he is, ladies, really, honestly. Now, you're doing radio. You're touring again. You have a project that we'll talk about at another time because it's still percolating, but it's an exciting project. People said James Brown was the hardest working man in show business. That might have been because they didn't know Tony as well, okay?
Oh, thank you. Well, the project that you're talking about is a Broadway show.
Okay.
And you know you've heard the music to the Broadway shows because you're like my brother. Claudia's like my sister, your beautiful wife, and I love you both like blood relatives. You know that.
I know, and I feel
and so you know the background, and it was kind of you to try to protect it. What's happened with it is the pandemic, because they canceled Broadway. It closed down for a year. You know, 400,000 people or so have moved out of New York for whatever reasons, taxes or whatever. They were Broadway goers because of social distance. It's just now starting to get open again, and we felt the gentleman who was back this show and convinced to write it, it's written, it's done, it's accepted. We have very strong producers and writers now finishing it off. We're able to take it to Broadway as soon as this pandemic settles into a normalcy. But it has put it in hold, and it's like a dangling, a sentence that's not finished with a period. It's just there, a dangling participle.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to happen. God's in control with my life. I've always learned that a long time ago, that you put your faith in the Lord, and you think you're going left, but he has you going right.
Yeah.
So if he says I go right, I'm on Broadway. If he says I go left, I'm sleeping at your house.
I was just going to say, if he goes left, you're on my show. You know? So try to go right, will you? Because I hate to have you go down a notch. You know, Tony has so many great stories. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to say, no, but I'm going to tell you this anyway. They talk about Elvis being the full package, but Tony has done television. Tony's done movies. Tony's done recording. Tony's been on Broadway. Tony's written a book. Elvis never wrote a book. Elvis was never on Broadway, okay? Elvis never had a television show. So when I say he's the full package, I think he is truly the absolutely full package. And I don't remember Elvis doing a radio show. You should get the Branson Mafia now, you know, the Memphis Mafia. Maybe Colonel Parker was right when he wanted to have you be a preacher.
You know, Elvis was a good friend of mine,
I know.
And I still, Priscilla is a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, she loves you.
And I had Priscilla on the show, on the radio show. She talked about Elvis being a very, like she said, it was interesting. You're a performer, too. You know, You're a good, great singer, great entertainer, and you still go out and perform. And so, Ron, you know, we get nervous before the show, right?
Yeah.
Get a little butterflies and worry. You never think that Elvis, being he was Elvis, the king, he could have gone out there and, I don't know, sang flat or sharp, but no one would have cared.
Mm-mm.
And although he was always a king, he said he would be very nervous, almost to the point of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, he was human. So she said, she asked him, Elvis, why are you so nervous? He said, this is a new audience. This isn't the same people that were there last night.
Right.
A simple little thought like that, you'd never think would make King of Rock and Roll this extraordinary, once in a lifetime, would be nervous to go out like that. And she said he would be very nervous. And you know, having butterflies is one thing. Very nervous, never. The only time I was ever that nervous was when I went on The Tonight Show. Your friends with Ed McMahon, I told this to Ed. I would literally feel sick in my stomach before I did The Tonight Show. There was so much on the line.
Right.
You had to come through, and you had 40 million people watching you, and you had references of the person last night who killed him, and you're going out there, and you're expected to raise Johnny's show to a level that is equal to his audience's ratings. It was such. So then I asked Sammy Davis, and he's a friend of yours too.
Right.
I said, Sam, you ever get nervous? He said, I only got nervous going on the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, and The Tonight Show. And I said, The Tonight Show? He said, listen to this. He would actually, before the Academy Awards, he would go in and he'd have to throw up. He was so nervous.
Really?
Now, you'd never think that that would come from someone who was pound for pound the greatest performer I ever saw, other than Bobby Darin. They both were incredible stage entertainers. He would get that nervous. So a nervous factor is there. To be that nervous is rare.
Yeah, it's rare. And, you know, I always say that you're only as good as your last performance. So no matter what you did yesterday, if you go out there and blow it today, whether it's on stage or on radio or television, yesterday doesn't make a difference. It's today. And, you know, that throwing up thing, I can relate to that because on my honeymoon, I threw up like crazy. I was a wreck.
Claudia, that's a compliment.
I was a nervous wreck. I didn't know what the...
think about it. That's a compliment. His expectation of what that honeymoon was going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
It was brutal. No, it really was. Tony and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Silent night, holy night.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today. And our very special guest on this Christmas is Tony Orlando. And Tony, I got to do something real quick here, okay? I got to do this. Everybody knows all of Tony Orlando's hits. In addition to Tie a Yellow Ribbon and Knock Three Times and My Sweet Gypsy Rose and He Don't Love You Like I Love You and all the great other songs that he does. But I want you to listen to this, okay? I found this the other day and I couldn't stop listening to it. So you got to listen to this.
Every time I face the world, I just had to cry. I stood alone with no love of my own, but then you have been by. Oh, darling, bless you, bless every breath that you take. Yeah, bless every.
That is sensational, Tony. I love that song.
Well, that was a big hit for me.
I found it the other day. Of course, I knew it was out, but I hadn't heard it in a long time. And I'm listening to it over and over and over again, and somebody in the office comes in and says, what are you listening to? I says, listen to this song by Tony Orlando.
Now, I was only 17.
Tony's going to come down and spend some time with us after the first year.
Sometime in the future in my life, I want to do a radio show with you. I've been telling you this for you. I think we would have a ball, I tell you, what makes radio so much fun is that you can come in, you can do the show in your pajamas, for God's sake. I do the show from my home.
Mm-hmm.
These days, you could do that. You don't have to go into your fancy studio like you have at your home. I mean, let me tell you something. This man has a studio that you could make records in, do radio shows in. If you had a camera, you could do a podcast that would top all podcasts.
I'm going to start, and I want you to do, too. You haven't seen my new studio, though. That's what I'm waiting for you to come. Oh, you saw it online because we did a thing with Joey Fatone. But you got to come down and see. You know, it's right off of your bedroom, so all you have to do is walk about 4 feet outside under a canopy. You're in there, and it's the Tony Orlando Show.
Well, let me tell you, doing the show out of my bedroom to your studio, I remember being there and being in your studio, and you had a dog, a little dog,
Presley,
that could sing.
Yes.
And every time the dog would hear the Beach Boys,
right,
the dog would actually sing.
Good vibrations, yep.
Good vibrations. Yeah. It was and hard to believe, everybody, but it would have been America's Got Talent's biggest hit. This little dog, I think it was a chihuahua, right?
No, it was a poodle, like you had, a little white poodle.
A little poodle, and a little tiny poodle.
Yeah.
And he would play Good Vibrations, and that dog would take off, and it would sing, and I mean sing.
Yeah. In fact, I brought him on stage once with me when I was playing in Branson, and he stole the show, really. He was a unique dog, but yeah, he sang. You saw it. Where are you for Christmas?
Oh, my home in Las Vegas for Christmas. Then I fly from Vegas to Atlantic City. And I do for New Year's Eve.
Trying to get Tony to come down, spend some time in the studio. We do some singing, maybe go see one of my shows, because I've seen many of his, and just have a good time, tell a few stories, and have a few laughs, because when I'm with him, I have the best time in the world. I really do. Tony, Christmas wouldn't be the same without you, my friend. I really mean it. Thank you so much for your friendship.
Well, I value this friendship. Claudia is, you know, we don't get together often, but my times with you and Claudia, and my wife, Freddie, and I, we cherish them. We love to laugh with you. Claudia will tell you, she'll look at you with that look in her eye, go, here he goes again.
And my wife and I have been married we got married in 1827, so you do the numbers. But they always ask me, what is the thing that keeps both of you together for so long? And I always tell them, the secret to a long marriage, truly, is common interest. You know, like some people like to plant, some people like to travel, some people like to bowl on the same bowling league. In our particular case, Tony, we both love me, and it seems to be working out just the way I had planned it. Now, a little bit of a narcissist there, do you think?
I know it sounds crazy, but salad is salad, but nobody makes a salad like your wife.
Thank you so much. And, Tony, don't forget now, we're going to go to Italy together.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to do that and maybe make a stop off in Greece, too. But that's still on my hit list, so still on the list of things to do together, you and I, Franny and Claudia. So we got
to
do that.
You know, yes, I can't wait to our trip to go to Italy and go to Greece. Because my family, my father's family is from Crete.
Right.
Franny's family is from Sicily.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, an amazing trip.
10 to midnight Eastern Time, WABC.com to hear Tony Orlando, which is TonyOrlando.com, by the way, where you can also find out where he's playing, and he's going to be near me in a couple of days. He does a great job. You really do.
Oh, that's an honor. That's an honor that you do that, really.
Yeah. I heard the Priscilla Presley show. I heard the Debbie Gibson, the whole nine yards. It's a great show. Tony, I am looking forward to seeing you after the first of the year. You promised me you would come down, and if you can't make it, I'll come to you. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all of the Orlandos, and accept my deepest, sincere appreciation for having you in my life.
Same here. And you know what's so wonderful, everybody, about our friendship is that our children are friends
as
well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My son, I have two sons, but my son, one of them is very close to Jenny Rose, and I keep on telling him, Scott, if you become serious, Jenny Rose, Tony could be my paisan, cumbare.
I'm right there with you, Papa.
I love you, Tony, and we'll chat soon, okay, my friend?
Okay, sweetie. God bless you and Claudia.
And happy holidays.
Same to you. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and all the good things to you and your family, Ron.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. That means a lot. I got to tell you something. I enjoy talking to Tony Orlando so much, as you could probably tell. I could have him on every week. In fact, that's what our new show is going to be. It's going to be Orlando in Orlando. He decided that was the name. He said, Sedgy kind of screws it up a little bit, so we're just going to call it Orlando in Orlando. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silent night, open night, all is calm, and all young virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in hell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79.
USA News Update. A major winter storm that created blizzard conditions and dangerously cold temperatures across much of the country is causing chaos at the nation's airports. According to FlightAware, thousands more flights have been canceled or delayed today, stranding many travelers on Christmas Eve. This woman says her holiday plans in Canada were being disrupted as well.
Very tired, very cold, not so great. My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know.
President Zelensky condemning Russia after a deadly Christmas Eve missile strike. Earlier today, Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson. President Zelensky called Russia absolute evil. More than 1,500 NORAD volunteers are tracking Santa's trip online and on social media in a holiday tradition since 1955. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
What would Christmas be without the sounds of the lovely Brenda Lee singing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? And she is here to join us on this Christmas weekend. It's so nice to have her here. She's a dynamite singer and a legend in the music business. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now is Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book, and it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life, and I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time you
yes.
were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl so young make it so big with such a great voice? You had to at some point missed your youth and your teen years because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill, and that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early, early age that I could make a difference monetary-wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do, because my mom gave up pretty much her life
mm-hmm.
to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life, and that was because of a DJ friend of mine
mm-hmm.
that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I have this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee,
sure.
but which was for children. And, of course, we said, oh, yeah. So, for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis?
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that.
That was taken, now listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be done.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but last Christmas, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming is. Streaming was a lake, you know, a
river. I'm not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961. And it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill. And thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it. And that song, written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters. Thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. What always amazed me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. Well, and you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs with that emotion and all? But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Mulch Up Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe, just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Wow. And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would know.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when you said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
I know I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda Bye. Lee, a legendary singer, a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And Brenda, Merry Christmas. And there's more to come on this Christmas weekend with Ron Sedgie today.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, keep on kiddo rock. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips.
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this Christmas weekend. Yeah, we are here entertaining you on this big holiday, and we hope that you're enjoying the show. Our next guest is a gentleman who had made the news this past November when he had a terrible accident at his garage in Burbank, California. And that is our friend Jay Leno. Now, we're going to play a little segment that Jay did as a favor to me just about a week before that terrible accident. Since then, I have talked to him, and of course, you've seen him on television. He was on the Today Show. He's doing very, very good. But he promised me that he would do a segment on the program about the night before Christmas. And this was done, as we mentioned before, just prior to the accident. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's my buddy, fellow car guy, Jay Leno.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he flung on his back. He looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. And he spoke not a word, but went straight to work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And he sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
Thank you, Jay, for doing this, and a very Merry Christmas to you and Mavis. You know, earlier in the show, we had my friend Tony Orlando on, and he suggested why I don't play some of the songs I've recorded for a Christmas CD over the years. And I thought to myself, you know what, maybe I should do that. In all my years in broadcasting, I have never done this before, so excuse me if I indulge myself right now. But here's one of the Christmas songs I recorded from a Christmas CD I released about 5 years ago. Hope you enjoyed. Merry Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again,
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of humble uncles and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
One in the park as well.
The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Long boots and a pistol that shoots.
It's the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk.
Iowa.
It's a hope for Janice and Jenny.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
Ha 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 ha.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your.
Well, there you have it, one of the songs from my Christmas CD that I released about 5 years ago, and I think we're going to re-release it again next Christmas, 2023. Want to thank my guests this hour for joining us on the show, Tony Orlando, the lovely Brenda Lee, and Jay Leno. Next hour, a new artist on the horizon that has a Christmas special that's airing right now nationally. His name is Mark Milovats, a new country artist on the scene with a new CD, Neil Backus. And then in our lifestyle segment of the show, Claudia Lombana is going to give us some ideas for gift giving between Christmas and New Year's. And we'll talk about good wine from wine sommelier Theo Rutherford. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Oh,
wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this Christmas weekend, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour for being part of the show, Tony Orlando, talking about Christmas and playing his Christmas music, rocking around with Brenda Lee and Jay Leno. Next hour, singer and entertainer with a new Christmas special that's out right now, Mark Millavas will be joining us. Country artist Neil Backus and Claudia Lombana in our lifestyle segment will give us ideas for gifts between Christmas and New Year's, and sommelier Theo Rutherford getting us ready for New Year's Eve. And that's coming up next hour live nationwide and around the world on this Christmas weekend with Ron Sedgy today.